to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, coming to you on this Monday, the 4th of December, from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network here in Round Rock, Texas. And if you don't know where Round Rock, Texas is, well, folks, you ain't missed much. It's just a suburb of Austin, Texas anymore. At any rate, I'm going to just open up the phones today. It's going to be an open phone Monday. I haven't opened up the phones in quite some time. And want to go over a few emails that were sent to me and other pertinent information that would be of use to you. And we'll do that. One thing I wanted to do real quickly, and thank you, Sean, for sending this in. It's one of our listeners in Canada. We have a lot of listeners around the world. Sean says, since I'm on a fixed income and contributing to other Patriot groups, I need to limit my budget. He said, I'd like to set up a PayPal for $5 a month, ongoing monthly contribution. He says, I have made a one-time contribution of $25 tonight to initiate immediate action on my part. He goes on to say, I love the clarity and the openness of your programming after being oppressed for so long. I get a great feeling of camaraderie in listening. Your hosts are thought-provoking and a pleasure to listen to, bar none. I have not watched TV for over 2 months. As a result, my mind is clear. I am a Canadian, but I'm under no illusions that if the U.S. goes down, we will have martial law the very next day. As with the Patriot Act, our government steamrolled in the Anti-Terrorism Act, Toot Sweet, in 2001. The government is the only one awake up here, sadly, for the wrong reasons. He says, you may post this as a testimonial if you wish. Better than that, Sean, I just read it. Thank you. I appreciate it. And somebody sent this to me. In fact service, it's the only identifier on this, a passionate Hillary Clinton was filmed killing Vince Foster at the White House. Where are the films kept? Question mark. The White House is equipped with a video surveillance system installed by the MITRE Corporation. On July 20th of 1993, Foster's body was found near MITRE's headquarters on Dolly Madison Boulevard in McLean, Virginia. Perhaps it was the MITRE employees that moved Foster's body from the White House to protect the killers. However, someone saw the body and called 911. The dean, it goes on to say, the dean of Yale Law School believes that the murder video of Foster and Clinton may be kept in the MITRE 2 building and may be released before the next presidential election. Nelson J. Baker, Yale Law 88. One could only help. Wouldn't that be a bombshell to drop on that cast iron? Yeah. Biddy. Let's use the good term today. Biddy. At any rate, we'll take the break here, come back, kick this edition of the National Intel Report off. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. I guarantee you it will not be a boring show. And we're going to open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443 on any subject that you would like to discuss, bring up, any tidbits, happenings out there, whatever. The airspace is available. Okay, we'll take the break here. Jump back on the other side in about 3 minutes.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
For Real Talk Radio, you're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I suppose I would put this under the category of events. So get your pen and paper ready. I hope I'm reading the right one here. Wait a minute here. Oh, here it is. 9/11 Truth Movie Night, that's coming up December 9th. I don't know what day that is. I'll have to get out my calendar. Everybody's got to learn sometime. The Austin Citizens for 9/11 Truth Group is proud to be sponsoring a free event, a showing of the acclaimed 9/11 film, Everybody's Got to Learn Sometime, with a question and answer period to follow. This important, wide-ranging 9/11 truth film addresses and exposes many aspects of the 9/11 not addressed in other films concerning the events of that pivotal and momentous day. This is a 9/11 film that deserves not to be overlooked by those searching for answers to what really happened that day. For all Americans who want to see the real criminals behind 9/11 exposed and brought to justice, this film's investigation of the attacks of that day is not to be missed. As always, with the 9/11 truth movement gaining momentum here in America and around the world, the goals of this evening is to explore the unanswered questions concerning 9/11 and the implications for today's world. This event will be held at the First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin in Howson Hall at 7 p.m. Saturday. There is the day. Saturday, December 9th. Donations gratefully accepted. And that's at 4700 Grover. They go on to say here, please feel free to forward this invitation to everyone and their guests who might wish to attend this special event. So thanks, guys, for doing that. Everybody's got to learn sometime. Let me just continue going through the emails here. This was an interesting one. Bethany, I appreciate this. Information is so negative, it plays significantly on our adrenals, emotions, and psyche. I got no argument with that. She says, I have a very humble and simple request to make. I'm asking for a new campaign to start a change of conversation. What I am requesting is for all RBN radio people to have an option to say throughout or at the end of their show, believe there is still good out there. You know what that reminded me of? It reminds me of the X-Files. At the end of the promo, at the beginning of the show, the truth is out there. This would soothe the emotion, she says, and soul for a moment. It will cause pain to feel in our hearts, yes, there still is good out there. Even though the world is in dramatic change and negativity is dominating conversation, there is still good out there. IMHO, a reminder to connect our hearts with our Creator for the hearts of others and stand for our lives would be a breath of fresh air. A reminder out there of our greatness when we stand together will only strengthen our network of good. And she says again, there is still good out there. Yeah, and the truth is out there. And the truth is here, too. I appreciate that, Bethany, very much. Thank you for taking the time to email us. You know what's been ringing through my head all day? I made the major mistake of playing Get Your Hands in the Air. Who's that guy out of Ann Arbor, Michigan? That's right, Bobby Seger. Bob Seger, Get Your Hands in the Air. I got to play that. You still got that on computer? No? Well, I'll get you the CD. I'll tell you what, folks, the only way I'm going to be able to get this out of my head is to pass it on to somebody else's head. And see, it'll be sucked out of my cranium that way. So anyhow, another email here. Thank you, John, from Minnesota. He says, the common ordinary items we use every day are in short supply for the troops in Iraq. A care package for the troops cost about $1 per pound, shipping a 30-pound package. Or is that a number 30 package? I'm not quite sure. And that is delivered to them in a matter of days. Okay, John, if you're listening to the show today, who are we sending it to? Do we just mark soldier in Iraq? I need more information. So, John, if you're listening in Minnesota, give us a call on the program today. All righty. And let me see here. Oh! I've seen this. I've seen this picture, by the way. Folks in Iraq are listening to this network, and to you guys over there, I've heard some pretty convoluted things on how to support you guys. I believe this in my heart. Our best way to support you guys on the ground in Iraq right now is for you guys to pack up everything and come on home. It would be a very, very Merry Christmas for us all, except for one thing. We have the commander-in-chief, the liar, sitting in the White House right now, and it makes it real hard because he claims to be the commander-in-chief. I mean, chief, the commander-in-chief. Got to make sure I get that right. And, you know, he's still running around here in the United States. I don't know if you're getting that news over there, but, we're not going to quit until the job's done. I wished I had about 10 seconds for every troop in Iraq, and I wouldn't care if I'd have to clear the schedule here. I'd give them each 10 seconds to say on air what they really thought about Iraq and, more importantly, their commander-in-chief. At any rate, John sent me this one over. He said, according to Newsmax, the KA007 shortwave radio is used by our troops around the world. With this Christmas coming up, how about promoting the purchase of radios for the troops? Again, John from Minnesota. You know, Kato radios, unfortunately, these things are made in China. And I searched high and low for radios that are not manufactured in China. And guess what, folks? There are none. The last one that we dealt with was Sanjin, their ATS, 900 or top-of-the-line shortwave. That was actually made off mainland China in Taiwan. But that has been shifted over to manufacture in China. And it doesn't matter if it's Grundig. There's supposed to be a German radio company. Yeah, forget it. It's all manufactured in China. But I had seen the pictures from Cato itself. Servicemen over there using a Cato 007 shortwave radio. It's a good little emergency radio. But if these guys are into serious listening of shortwave, that wouldn't be a bad gift. It'd be a nice little stocking stuffer. They're not that expensive. Wonder if I can get somebody to tell me how much those things are. Yeah, there he goes. My producer is now leaving. All right. We got a lot of people in Iraq that listen to the program. And we love you guys very much. You know, you may not hear a whole lot of talk about support for the troops on the network. And I've said this before, and I've had some correspondents from Iraq, not really questioning why I said it, but just to recap here. I'd seen the dummies running around, the Bubbas here in this country. Oh, yeah, we need to kill all them ragheads and blah, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I saw the George Bush stickers all over the place after the 2004 election. Then all of a sudden, they magically start disappearing. Everybody that was proclaiming support for George Bush, the war in Iraq, and our troops, well, then it just got down to bumper stickers and decals on people's cars, you guys over in Iraq, that just simply say, support our troops. Yeah, well, here is my support for you guys in Iraq. It's to get you people home as fast as humanly possible. You know you're involved in something over there you shouldn't be involved with, and we know it here stateside. So, Oh, it's on the screen. Oh, well, thank you. $48.95 includes domestic shipping. But I'm sure if we check this thing out, we could probably get a cheap rate to Iraq. At any rate, thank you, John, for your email. Let me see here. I had a bunch of stuff here. Oh, yeah, here's another one. 9/11 Truth Action. This demonstration may be of interest, they say, to many of your listeners. Please consider this carefully. 9/11 Truth Action. Burn your copy of 9/11. This reminds me of back in the 60s, folks. Burn your draft card. Burn your copy of the 9/11 Commission Report in front of Congress on January 3rd, 2007. Seize the moment with a new Tea Party for the new millennium. The 9/11 Truth Movement should converge on the new business as usual, 110th Congress, and bring as much media and independent video as possible. As Nancy Pelosi plays footsie with George W., the movement will burn a giant stack of 9/11 omission commission reports outside the building. This is the time. This is the opportunity. If you can get to the U.S. Capitol on January 3rd with a copy of 9/11 Commission Report, print it off the internet or purchase, they don't care. Lies are the lies, and it'd be better if you didn't pay for it. Then make a huge bonfire. Challenge the Congress to see the movement. Challenge them to acknowledge the crowds. Challenge them to respond. Please pass this to everybody in the 9/11 Truth Movement. The time is of the essence. January 3rd, 2007 is when the new Congresses seize power. As far as I know, burning the flag is a First Amendment-protected speech. Therefore, burning the state-sponsored collection of lies should also fall under the First Amendment-protected speech, as well as petitioning the government for a redress of grievance. This is a nonviolent and peaceful action to petition the U.S. Congress for a redress of grievances so they will reinvestigate the September 11, 2001. The bonfire should be done in a safe, open area in a responsible manner, with no chance of property damage or injury to anyone, preferably outside of the tight security zone directly surrounding the Capitol building. TV and print media reporters will be there to cover the changing of the guard in Congress. Their attention is crucial. They put a postscript in here. For this protest in Washington, D.C. to be a success, it's going to take at least several dozen, better several hundred persons to participate. A million would be nice, they say. Please forward the info on to your list and friends in the region. We'll see. Isn't there a law against public burnings in Washington, D.C., especially politicians? We'll be back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. The Republic Broadcasting Network brings you a more powerful voice than all the liberal media and all those announcing problems we face. It's the voice of Fearless Radio screaming, take back control of your life. For the first time in the history of radio, you can join us for a classroom, in fact, a training camp of preparedness. You already know the problems. They're not hard to figure out. But you and your family must act now with solutions. Bring a notebook and be on time to class every Sunday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. Central. The Liberty Task Force will meet you there. These greatest experts in the country will teach you total self-reliance and independence. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Radio. Repeat this thought. If it is to be, it's up to me. But remember, freedom is never free.
The truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Piece. I don't think I've ever done this, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think I've ever sat and read correspondence and responded on air to emails. A letter that was sent in to me last week, writer says, hello, Bill, up there in Mountain Home, Arkansas. He says, all RBN stations here are under a lot of static. I haven't had a good reception for months. What's the reason for this? Only 3215, that's WWCR's frequency, by the way, seems to come in clear and understandable. I have a very good shortwave radio and used to get clear reception. Is it this area or someone in the area deliberately tampering with shortwave reception? He says 50-50, 12-180, 12-160, 99-85 are terrible. And I was listening to Alex Jones today. He was on 99.85 for the first 2 hours, and then his third hour is 99.75. That was also in the proverbial toity. There is a transmitter 1 mile east of me. Can this be the reason? And we have a lot of radio amateurs around here. Can this be shortwave distortion be transmitted? My reception used to be very good. I am a donator of RBN shortwave radio program transmission. Yours sincerely, Bill. Good question, Bill. I do know this. Is this Adam Locke? Adam, I'm on the air. Okay, sir. All right. Speaking of WWCR, Adam Locke used to be the program director down there. He has since moved on, and obviously he'd forgotten when I'd done my show. At any rate, yeah, there's several reasons for this. One is we're having static on one of the birds, and I do believe it is the analog bird, of which a lot of stations, they'll download this. But since we've been on KU, well, they're actually picking up the KU for that bird off of the analog bird. All right. Now that that's all confusing, suffice it to say what we're actually going to do is we're going to switch the uplinks. We're going to feed the KU with non-staticky programming, and the analog system will pick it up. As a matter of fact, that is being done as we speak. I understand that's due to go online any day now. We had to go out there and shop for a dish. They said, look, if we're going to pick up KU stuff, rain fade and all that stuff, we need at least a six-foot dish for the KU. I wasn't going to argue with them. I mean, these are the uplink satellite people. Just, this is your deal. I'm not going to argue with you. I can make it work with a lot less or retrofit an old six- or an eight-foot foot dish, analog dish. But, hey, like I said, I'm not going to argue with these guys. So that is being done. Now, to address your question, Bill, about staticky and bad reception on shortwave, try living in eastern half of Ohio. It is the radio pit of the world. Whether you're a ham operator, you listen to shortwave, or just regular radio, it's weird up there, I got to tell you. This is an area of the country that's got an extremely unusual amount of cloud cover, overcast. I don't have to tell you people live in eastern Ohio how bad it is up there. You already know. But at any rate, we have had ham people intentionally jamming the shortwave frequencies before. And if they've got a kicker box, they put out 3, 4, 500 watts, whatever. A lot of these characters, because they don't like what we're saying, will take and target that frequency, key the microphone, and just leave the mic open for whatever duration. There is a way, if you do find out, by the way, and this is how we used to fix these ham operators years ago, their coax that ran up to their main antenna, you just take a maybe I shouldn't be doing this on air, but hey, what the heck, huh? What we used to do is take sewing needles, a pretty good size sewing needle, you get yourself a pair of pliers, and you just stick that needle right through their coax and then snip it off with side cutters. They never find a thing. They just know one thing. Everything keeps frying on them until they figure out it's actually in their antenna leads. But at any rate, no, we have caught them before, Bill, doing that. And those are some very nasty people. And, you know, and it's strange that they would do that because they themselves are an FCC violation, and these guys like to walk lockstep with the government. They'll fall over themselves to clean up every little detail, dot the I's and cross the T's, but they'll turn right around and jam licensed stations. Go figure. Well, we've got a lot of deadheads left in this country, folks. A lot of these people are George Bush lovers. This is the reason why they start doing it. They're radio people. They think of themselves as being trans, kind of continental smart people or something. I don't know. But they're not smart enough to know that they're stupid. That's how brilliant they are. Tell you what, let's go to the phones here. It's true. It's true. I've met a lot of people in my life, folks, that are so wrapped up in who they are and what they are. They're not, and degreed, I mean, they've got college degrees and bachelors of sciences, and they're piled high and deeps, the PhDs. And it seems to me the more that they consider themselves to be an intellectual, the dumber they really are, the more myopic they really are. They know, they think they know their subject matter and they know everything about it. And when some new idea comes along, they're the first to poo-poo it because they're so smart. Smart fellers. Or are they fart smellers? I don't remember which. At any rate, we'll take your calls, roll them right after the bottom of the hour. 800-313-9443. Open phones today, folks. Kind of an open phone Friday on the other end of the week. It's Monday. That's right. We'll be right back.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right. Are we ready for the calls here? Lee in Texas, you're first up. Hello, Lee.
Hello, Mr. Scott Miller. Good day to you. I was going to talk to you about elections, but then when you were talking about the troops in Iraq, I figured I'd tell you thank you. I'm not there now, but I was there in 91, and there is no better support than telling the truth about the government that's not taking care of their veterans. That's the best support you can give.
You know, you are a woman after my own heart. I've talked to so many people, Lee. I mean, if anybody tracks and traces the budgetary stuff for the Veterans Administration,
they cut the VA funding for prosthesis about a month or so ago by 50%, and then in the next breath asked for what? More troops.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Let's just go butcher some more of them. And they're still in denial. This is kind of like a bad rerun here of Vietnam, where we had Agent Orange from our wonderful Dow Chemical Corporation. They said, oh, it was harmless. You could bathe in that stuff, whatever. Well, we had the Gulf War Syndrome, and then...
I have the Gulf War Syndrome. I'm real well-versed in that one.
Okay, and then also the depleted uranium.
And was exposed to that as well. You know, I got so sick to death after hearing the news that they were cutting the VA budget for prosthesis, specifically for prosthesis. It just made me ill. And so I decided that, you know, I'm not going to sit down and be an armchair quarterback and sit and gripe about the score. And I did something about it. I went and pulled into my packet to the tune of about $5,000 to get it up and running. And I started my own veterans grassroots groups called veteransforveterans.org. That's the site address to get donations from other like-minded citizens to help buy prosthesis, get people tested for the Gulf War illness, and get treatment outside the VA for post-traumatic stress disorder. Because another thing that they're doing right now is they're lining the troops up in a formation before they exit the country, and they go, anybody got signs of PTSD? If they say yes, they're sent back to the front.
What's a PTSD?
Post-traumatic stress disorder, nightmares, okay. Flashbacks, intrusive thoughts, chronic depression overall.
Is part of that, intrusive thoughts into my brain coming from the airwaves. I hear some guys on the air actually talking about Iraq and telling the truth, that kind of deal?
No, it's like where you're not even thinking about the war, and all of a sudden it's just what's on your mind. You might be thinking about, you know, what your shopping list is for the day because you're going to go shopping for your family for Christmas, and all of a sudden the war is in your brain. And you're like, where the heck did that come from? When I first started experiencing that, I thought I had narcolepsy. I thought I was falling asleep in the daytime and having nightmares. Well, those were what the flashbacks were. And you lose, like, little increments of time, you know, or bigger increments of time, depending on how severe it is. And the VA has now said that post-traumatic stress disorder is not a viable diagnosis because they're trying not to pay for that. They line these troops up, and if they say no, they don't have it, they're made to sign a piece of paper so they can never be compensated for it. Another little thing from the government that's not so welcome. You know, and these guys are wonderful. These women are wonderful that are serving over there. I mean, they're away from their homes. They're doing what they can to keep our nation great. And what's our government doing? Stabbing them in the back at every given turn. And everybody needs to get on their phones to their congressmen and their senators and talk to them about it.
Your website, www.veteransforveterans.org.
Yeah, spelled out.
And obviously you're out there in Jump Street. Lee, what's your last name?
Lettef.
Spell that?
L-E, capital T like Thomas, E-F-F like Frank.
E-F-F.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to have my webmaster give you a buzz, and I think I'll schedule out for a show. How's that one?
Oh, that would be wonderful, sir. I'd be happy to do that. There's contact number for my home phone on the website. There's email, and there's also post office box for snail mail and donations.
Okay, and what I'll do here is I'll have my producer pull you down, and he'll just grab your numbers right now. And
okay,
I'll have Danny, my webmaster, give you a call.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your help, sir, and just God bless you for supporting the troops and supporting the truth. That's so important, to support truth. There's so little of it to go around these days.
Well, without a basis of the truth, none of it, whatever's built on top of it, is not worth the powder to blow it up with.
No, it sure isn't, sir. I agree with you 100%, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, Lee, just hang on. My producer will talk to you here in a second. All right. Yeah, what a call. We'll schedule her out. Somebody saw a problem out there, folks, decided to take some of their own money. She said she took about $5,000 here and started up her website, veteransforveterans.org. You know, over the years, I've had many people ask me, what can I do? I don't know what you can do. I don't know what your capacity is. I don't know what your compassion level is. I don't know what your passion level is. Only you know that. You know, people keep asking me, what can I do? We don't have the capability to read minds and plug into what you're doing and what's in your head. That's something for you to decide. This woman obviously did, and she's doing something about it. So that website again, and we'll schedule her out. We'll bring her up on air, talk more about it. There can be things we can do stateside here to let these guys in Iraq know that we know what's going on. We appreciate them. We don't appreciate the predicament that they're in. We don't appreciate how many of you have died for, well, I don't want to go into the list of reasons why, but we should show more support for our troops. And I swear, folks, I'd love George Bush. I don't know, maybe a bolt of lightning is going to hit this character on the head, and he just has a flash and says, "We're going to bring all the troops home for Christmas." Wouldn't that be a great Christmas gift? Wouldn't it? Thanks, Lee. I appreciate your call. Aaron in Texas, you're up next.
Hello, Aaron. Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi. I'm here in Northwest Austin driving down Mopac and Stack, and I just saw a ton of chemtrails. So if any of your listeners want to know what they look like and what they're all about, they're all over the sky right now.
Funny you should mention that. I just asked my webmaster today who I've got scheduled out. I've got Cliff Carnicom coming on the program to talk about those dastardly little things that you're seeing in the sky.
If people don't believe it, I mean, they're there right now, and there was an airplane flying right by one, and you can see the kind of trail an airplane leaves, and it was just, you know, not any comparison.
Well, you know what I often wanted to do, and I know people that have private jets. What I'd like to do is go chemtrail chasing one day. But then the thought occurred to me, I'd like to get close enough to actually photograph some of these things. But in this era of homeland security and domestic threats or whatever, I wouldn't want to get these pilots and their planes shot out of the air.
Right. Well, just I'd call in and let your readers know to look up above them. If they don't believe it, they're there.
Keep looking. Yeah. Quit looking at the ground and look up every once in a while.
That's right.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you, John.
Bye. Appreciate it. Carol in Pennsylvania. Hello, Carol.
Hello, John.
Hi.
About 2 years ago, I don't remember whose radio program I called into, but I'm a night owl, and I would go to Walmart once in a while at night for something to do, and the doorkeeper there was a young, strapping, very physically fit, I'd say probably 30 to 35 years old, and he was bragging to me that he belonged to the United Nations, and he tried desperately to find his card in his wallet, which he couldn't. And I asked him where he lived, and he told me in this little town, it's about 15 miles from where I live, called Cambridge Springs, which I think since then they want to put another little armory or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last Monday, I've been back there, and he was out of there. But anyway, last Monday on the opening of deer season, about, I would say this, it's called Gable Hill, about 7 miles from where I live. And it's not too far from Walmart, but this man was out hunting deer, and he got a doe or buck, and he was getting ready to drag it out of the woods when three men approached him with guns. And the one guy never said a word. He took the deer. The other two held their guns and rifles on him and told him to empty his rifle, and then they hit him over the head. And these men only spoke German.
Huh. I have heard of these reports before. If we remember... Nifty Nugget, actually it was called Cooperative Nugget 95, that took place down in, I do believe, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, or close by. We had these very same reports, and we actually got footage of installations, German officers in the middle of nowhere, transmission towers, communications, and whatever else were up, and these guys climbed through bramble bushes, and I can't tell you what else. I mean, they got cut to shreds, but they got film footage and photographs of this going on. I get these reports all the time.
Well, this is pretty frightening.
It is. And we've had the Luftwaffe, the German Air Force, Jawohl, out there in Alamogordo, New Mexico for, 15 years now?
Uh-huh.
You know, Air Force, it's actual German Air Force personnel. Basically, it's an Air Force base for the Luftwaffe here in America. I wonder how that squares with the quartering of foreign troops.
Well, you know, here, I'm sure that nobody's going to find them. You know, the state police aren't going to find who hit the guy over the head. You know, they might know and don't want to find them is the point, but very frightening.
Well, yeah, I mean, what would a state cop do with three foreigners out there clubbing people to, you know?
Well, the point of it is the state police are part of the United Nations anyway.
There you go.
So what do you do?
Yeah, complain to the wolf guarding your hen house.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for your call, Carol.
Bye.
Sam in Missouri. Hello, Sam.
Hey, John, I just want to comment on something you had alluded to earlier with the problems of the interference from these ham operators and stuff. This underscores the problem with what licensure claims to solve, because when I used to be a ham, and I dropped out of it. I let my license expire, and I've never looked back. And the reason that I haven't is because it was presented quite one way and really was another way, more of in the experiences I had, more power wars and turf and that kind of thing. And the point I'm simply making, and this is not to paint all ham operators in a bad light, because I've known some good ones over my time too, but it just goes to underscore basically what happens with this whole system of licensure, whether it be amateur radio licenses, whether it be radio licenses or licensure of any kind. Licensure protects a privileged class from the rest of society and only guarantees a privileged class, for the most part, a voice. And this is no better illustrated than in the broadcast you did the other day on Low Power FM, because I checked here to see what it would cost to get a regular license for, you know, to put on a commercial station here.
Right, and what did you discover?
Well, Podunk Town, Cuba, Missouri, had a frequency open. $48,000 was the entry bid just for the license, and then it was an auction. You could, depend upon how desperate somebody was to outbid you, you could go into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, possibly, before it was all over with. And this
just,
doesn't
just
include,
just to get your license.
Yeah, that doesn't include the equipment that you would need to comply with the FCC and that kind of thing, you know, the box that guarantees them the ability to barge in on your signal, which is another thing you would have to have in order to do it. So it just goes to show you how we're going to have to start changing our line of thinking. And, of course, the attitude that usually exists on this is that, well, if we didn't license anything, we couldn't come after the people who were interfering with somebody, to which I say bull. That's what direction finding equipment is all about.
Right.
So, you know, this deal that you're talking about just underscores exactly some of the stuff that I've witnessed when I had my amateur radio ticket by some, and some of the worst violations, believe it or not, that I've observed in the amateur radio hobby were by people with the top of the line license, which was the extra class. I don't even know what they're doing now.
Well, and you know, when I lived in Michigan, I used to do a lot of traveling up there in Michigan. I always had a CB, and I had a 300-watt kicker in that truck. And one day, just playing around, and I didn't make a habit of it, but one day just playing around, I was on the radio, and I was talking to somebody from, Battle Creek, Michigan, which is kind of like on the bottom end of the southwest end of the state there. I was actually talking to somebody in Chicago, which is a few hundred miles away, but gosh, I'll tell you, interference. I could key that mic up. Even intercom systems at your local Stop and Rob, your local gas station, I could key that thing up and bleed all over their private intercom systems. I even, every once in a while, just to test it out, I could even interfere with the police on their radios and just bleed all over their transmissions, and I could see a cop sitting in a lane and key that mic up and talk to him, and he wouldn't know where that was coming from.
Well, you know, it's another interesting thing to that I urge listeners to take a look at. Next time you buy a product, an electronic product, and this just goes to show you how screwy all the rules and regs are, if you read in the literature governing the FCC rules governing that product, and it doesn't matter what it is, anything with a microprocessor in it or any kind of a radio frequency oscillator, which, you know, microprocessors are, has to come under some sort of an FCC ruling according to the way things work today.
Right.
And you will notice that in the literature that comes with it, a lot of times it will say, this device must accept interference.
Right.
Now, why must it accept interference? You know, this is just the screwiest stuff. So the whole idea of licensing being the ticket to solving interference issues and everything else is just totally a smokescreen. And you mentioned this today, and I just had to call in and capitalize on this because I've been a ham since 84. My license expired about 3 years ago, and I've never looked back.
I just pulled out my cell phone here. It's a Samsung. It's a Sprint. I'm on the Sprint thing here. Portable dual band tri-mode phone, FCC ID, and it gives an ID to the thing. But I started hearing the stories about them being able to track these phones. So I'm reading through the manual. I didn't see anything in the manual. I looked on the telephone, and lo and behold, there's a little icon there. Let me see if I can get this phone back together now. Okay. I looked at the little icon, on the phone itself. And I called the company up and I said, look, I said, can this phone be tracked or traced using GPS? And they said that they didn't know. Well, I'd spent about 40 minutes on the phone going from tech to tech until I found out that, yeah, these phones can be tracked and traced using the GPS-type systems. All the new phones out there, by the way, if you folks aren't aware of it, your phones out there, guess what? They're automatically hooked up and it cannot be defeated. This particular model of the Samsung phone, it had a little icon on it, Sam, that it showed a little satellite thing, and I wondered what that was. And I queried the tech on it, and he said, oh, that's the tracking thing. And I said, well, is there a way to defeat it? Well, he didn't know. Well, there was a way to defeat it. I finally kept pressing him until he gave me the way that I could defeat it on the phone. And actually, it shows up as a little icon, kind of like a a GPS tracking grid that they use from space on the ground. Hold on a second. Let me carry you through the break. Hold on.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
The truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what this is. The Constitution was about.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out, folks? What they taught us the Constitution was all about. Ironically, it's what they don't teach you in school anymore. Sam in Missouri, what I was saying before the break, the little icon here, it's a circle with crosshairs through it. And after pressing the techies at Sprint, they finally told me how to defeat it on the phone. And any phones that you buy today, they can be tracked and traced. That technology cannot be defeated in the phones. And I don't know how long this phone is going to be good, but it's been one heck of a phone. This thing has flown off my motorcycle doing 100 miles an hour and survived. I've had it repaired once, but I'm never giving it up. They're going to have to do away with the technology that supports it before I give it up.
Well, you know, the whole thing here, John, they always do this under the guise of safety. Well, you want to be able to be found if you get in an accident or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is this presents a golden opportunity for mischief. And the problem is, like so much technology these days, there's too much of it winding up in the wrong hands. And there's no better illustration of that than OnStar. I knew
yeah.
a friend of ours up in Kansas City was going to rent he and his wife were going to rent a car to go to Albuquerque, New Mexico. And he was pulling out of the parking lot with the car, and he was adjusting his rearview mirror. I mean, everybody does that once in a while. And a voice came on the speakers, on the car radio speakers, asking him what he was doing. And I said, first time that ever happened to me, I would just drove it back up in the lot and told them to take it and shove it up their rear end.
Well, and there have been some people that, you know, they got packages now. I think I may be in error, but it's General Motors that's giving away free packages for their OnStar thing. Not a good deal. If anybody has ever called 911 and decided not to make the call on your cell phone, or I hear it's even happening on home phones now, you can't make any more calls until you clear that 911 out. In other words, on a cell phone, if you go to make a call to 911, you decide not to make that call, you hang up, you cannot use your phone until you turn it off and turn it back on.
Right, they seize the line is what happens.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely.
Just another day here in good old Police State USA.
You got it, John. Blessings to you. Take care.
Thank you, Sam. I appreciate your call. Let me go to Mike in Oklahoma City. Hello, Mike.
Hello, John. How are you today?
Good.
Good. You know, a few months ago, you had a, I guess I wouldn't call it a rant, but you were pretty inspiring, trying to encourage, you know, folks to just get off the butt and do something. Well, and as I've told you on your show before, I finally decided to do something. I had an old studio in the house, and I fired it up, started to talk. Needless to say, 4 months later, we're now on Telstar 5 at night, at 9 to 2, and a couple of micros have picked us up around the country. And I just wanted to call first up and say thank you for encouraging me to get off my butt and do something. The last 4 months, I did radio for 12 years up to 94, and I'm going to say the last 4 months have been satisfying than the entire 12 years I did in commercial radio.
Yeah, commercial radio, I mean, it's a good entertainment venue, but, geez, we've got reams and reams and reams of entertainment out there.
Oh, I know. I mean, but the people I've talked to and the information that I've just been able to get out has just been, you know, incredible. I've got one show on my website right now that in the last 2 days has been downloaded over 700 times. And, I mean, that's just incredible, just the fact that people are so hungry for information that I have the opportunity to get it to them.
Yeah, just it's called just reach out and touch them with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Mike, keep listening and keep plugging away, my friend. I mean, it's the only way that I know to do it.
That's it. You know, day in and day out.
Yep. Hey, thanks for your call, Mike.
Hey, you're welcome, John. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. We'll take the break here, come back on the other side, field more of your phone calls. It's an open phone Friday on a Monday, if that makes any sense. 800-313-9443. And I've scheduled out Mike Jones from Texas here to come back in studio, this time do 2 hours. And we're going to cover the low-power FM thing in more detail. And I'm sure you got a lot more questions, so we'll do that next week. We'll be right back.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns. People like you and me.
prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.